For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Trevor Hook. After an unfathomable day of violence that threatened American democracy, lawmakers finally resumed ratifying President-elect Joe Biden's victory over President Donald Trump. Jason Rosenbaum reports that Missouri's Republican senators were divided on whether to sustain Biden's win.
Senators resumed debate on certifying Biden's win on Wednesday night after Trump supporters violently swarmed into the Capitol. Despite many of his GOP colleagues bailing on the futile attempt to overturn Biden's win, Missouri Senator Josh Hawley remained committed to objecting.
This is the forum that the law provides for, our laws provide for those concerns to be registered, not through violence, not by appealing from ballots to bullets, but here in this lawful process.
Hawley was the first senator to announce his objection to Biden's victory. It was a move that his GOP colleague, Senator Roy Blunt of Missouri, rejected. Blunt issued a statement on Wednesday calling the violence shameful. I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
Missouri lawmakers are back at work for what is likely to be an unusual session amid the coronavirus pandemic. The roughly five-month annual legislative session began yesterday. Some precautions are in place to avoid spreading COVID-19. House and Senate administrative staff must wear masks, for example. Lawmakers are strongly encouraged to wear masks, but it's not required. Most Democratic lawmakers wore masks, but many Republicans did not on opening day. Missouri lawmakers are aghast over the violent attack on the U.S. Capitol yesterday that stopped the Electoral College count of Joe Biden's victory. Jason Rosenbaum has more from a Republican congresswoman who witnessed the terrifying scene.
Missouri's federal lawmakers condemned supporters of President Donald Trump violently storming into the U.S. Capitol on Wednesday. Senator Roy Blunt called the violence shameful, and Missouri Congresswoman Cori Bush says she'll introduce a resolution calling on lawmakers that wanted to overturn Biden's win to be expelled from Congress. Congresswoman Ann Wagner called the actions of the president's supporters seditious.
I barely escaped with my staffer. I'm safe in a place that I can't stay. The president needed to take decisive action. He needed to stop this immediately. He should never have incited this to begin with.
In a video, Trump told his supporters that violently broke into the Capitol to go home and that he loved them. I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
The national pharmacy chain CVS Health says it's completed coronavirus vaccinations at more than 100 long-term care facilities in Missouri, but it still has 500 to go. The U.S. Department of Health and Senior Services last year selected CVS Health and Walgreens to administer vaccinations at nursing homes and other long-term care facilities. In Missouri, vaccinations began December 28th. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reported yesterday that CVS expects to finish administering the first round of COVID-19 vaccine doses in the nation's long-term care facilities by January 25th. Missouri Governor Mike Parson briefed the press yesterday on coronavirus-related news, but made no prepared remarks regarding pro-Trump extremists storming the Capitol in D.C. When asked pointedly if President Donald Trump was to blame for emboldening his supporters, Parson said, quote, absolutely not.
I think when you try to attach on the political game, whether you try to blame the president or blame somebody else, you know, my understanding is the president told him not to commit any crimes.
At his briefing, Parson maintained he supported law and order and did not condone violence, but did not offer much more because he said he had not been watching the events very closely. Missouri Governor Mike Parson also announced yesterday that he will release $127 million he previously restricted from the state budget during the height of the coronavirus. Parson says $1.5 million of that funding is for the Department of Secondary and Elementary Education, and $26 million is for the Department of Higher Education and Workforce Development. The Department of Agriculture, Economic Development, and Public Safety are also receiving some of the funding back for their 2020-21 budgets. I am Trevor Hook, KBIA News, Columbia.